Hey now, welcome back to Almost Ablaze, the podcast where we discuss music, life, and our experience here at UConn. Well, when I first came up here to UConn September 21, somebody once told me, "Welcome to UConn, where the men are men and the women are champions." This week, this past Monday night, that was all reversed, as this year, 2023, the University of Connecticut Huskies men's basketball team are March Madness champions.
I will say, it was kind of anticlimactic in a way, because it was like, yeah, we won. Let's fuck campus up. And then I woke up the next day and I was like, wow, there's no college basketball for a year.
I know, like,
no,
right?
No more games,
dude,
to watch.
This, do you think this was the craziest March Madness ever? Agreed.
Yes, but it's also not a surprise that UConn won. It's not like UConn is some like crazy underdog team that pulled ahead at the last second, but
getting to the Final Four across the board, just all of the upsets and stuff that happened there, having no number one seeds there.
That's true. For every for every team other than us, it was probably a really it was a really stressful tournament.
Oh, yeah.
And we just got to sit back, relax, and watch our team win by 20 points every night.
Yeah, because like everyone else had these super close games, like San Diego, like their previous two games before the final were
by
1 point each.
That buzzer beater, unfortunately, it's going to get overshadowed by, you know, UConn's dominance, but that was one of the best Final Four plays probably in the history of college basketball.
That was absolutely insane.
And we saw that in Gamble too, right? That was cool.
Yeah, the place went nuts with that because I'm like, oh shit, FAU might pull it off. They hit that. I'm like,
Some people were saying, and obviously this was like the day after, so people were still sore and upset and whatever.
Yeah.
But they were saying that this was the worst championship game of all time.
That's,
just because it wasn't that close.
I think too, comparison to like last year's championship game with the huge like comeback from Kansas, probably in comparison. But I mean, for us, it was pretty
good.
There were some points where it got close. Like, I think it went down to five.
Was that in the first or second half?
It was in the second. It was second.
But that's when Hawkins hit that three. We were fine after that.
That was the dagger. That was the dagger. And then we just steamrolled.
Yeah. I will tell you, the run, because it wasn't a walk, it was a run.
Yeah.
From Ted's, where I watched it, up to campus.
Yeah.
Dude, the adrenaline I had.
So let's talk about our experience. So you went to Ted's.
I did.
What time did you have to get there for that?
So actually, believe it or not, well, we got stamped because we bought these tickets. Let's get the context. So the way Ted's was doing their tickets was they would do like limited drops for like the first drop would be $25, the second drop would be $35, $40, and so on and so forth. And Sam and Emil, two of my roommates, I was out at the library doing work. They texted me. They were like, tickets are $35. It's like, we buy them now or we don't go.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what?
Fuck it.
Yeah. Bought them. And then an hour later, Sam comes running into my room and he's like, dude, you can sell like your tickets to Gamble, because we had gotten tickets from Gamble for $30.
Yeah.
So I sold my free ticket for $30.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people were mad that people were doing that.
There was all sorts of stuff. Like on the UConn 2026 Snapchat story, all of it was just like, anyone selling tickets? Anyone selling? And part of me was just like, I have a ticket and I'm not selling it.
Yeah. No, but I didn't need it anymore. And I can tell you, the person I sold it to realistically probably had more money than I did. So I didn't feel bad at all.
Yeah, there you go.
So we went to Ted's. We got stamped around 4 p.m.
Okay.
So we just walked right in with no problem. And I'll be completely honest with you, the energy at Ted's was good.
Yeah.
But it was not as busy as I thought it would be.
Really?
Like, we had plenty of room standing around in the tent. Because
I saw some pictures from Saturday at Ted's.
I can tell you the inside of Ted's was filled person to person. But we had a little bit of standing room
in the tent. You were in the tent. Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Yeah, because I was going to say inside was probably fucking bonkers. Yeah.
But it was nice, though. I basically got in for $5.
That's awesome.
Got a free drink with that ticket.
Oh, really?
Got a beaver afterwards. I was having lots of fun. I was having lots of fun.
Oh, man. Yeah, that sounds good.
But so, yeah, so then we won. And I would say with about 30 seconds left, we were like, we need to get to campus.
With 2 minutes left, everybody basically went on the court.
Okay.
I made it down there for that.
Where were you sitting in Gamble?
Hold up. I have a picture. Yeah. It was like the top part of like the regular student section. Hang on. I have like so many pictures and videos from this night. This was my view.
Okay, like, that's a pretty good view.
Looking across and then like looking up Actually, no, this is like a video. This is probably a better...
Okay. Oh, so you had both screens right there. That's a pretty good place to sit.
Yeah, it was a cool place, you know, and I had some, you know, I had some funny guys behind me, so I was talking to them, so it was fun.
In terms of actually watching it, I did prefer Ted's just because the screen was right there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it was a little bit easier.
It was probably better for that.
But the energy in Gamble looked insane. Oh, my God. It looked loud in there.
It was absolutely bonkers in there. Like, having it... It was basically standing room only because, like... You know, like the, you know, the walk around, that
was
all
full,
standing with people. It was insane.
I wonder if they sold more tickets than they did, like, than seats they had.
They had to have. There had to been, like, there had to have been at least 10,000 people in there.
All right. So tell me what happened as soon as you guys left Gamble.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. So I walk out. All right. I would like to preface this. I did not break anything. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I was just watching the craziness unfold.
We'll get into that later because I have some
oh,
some critiques to those who did
participate in
the
madness. Here's what I'm going to say.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was going to be a lot worse. I legitimately thought it was going to be worse.
I disagree. I think this was worse than I thought it would be.
Really?
Because I walked around campus yesterday and found some other... But keep going.
So I get out of there. I'm in like front of Gamble and sea of people. Everyone's hooting and hollering and having a good time. Mm-hmm. And then the polls start coming down. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that was funny. And I think really the polls coming down... I think it's a testament to show, like, damn, these really aren't, they aren't constructed very good if you know, drunk college kids can bring them down.
Now, the fact that they were put up one day after they went down too shows that they're pretty cheaply made.
Yeah, although I heard a stat here that cost $5,000 or something.
Each?
Yeah, supposedly to replace. And how many do you think got taken down?
Realistically? Throughout campus?
Yeah.
That's a good question. I'm
going
to say 50.
Really?
About 50, I think.
Wow.
Yeah. There was a lot. I mean, I walked by Gamble at 9 a.m. the next day.
Ooh.
And every pole around it was down.
I'm shocked you were up at 9 a.m.
Well, I have a story about that too. I'll get into later.
Dear,
so.
Dear. Yeah, so, and it was really funny how the mob kind of moved.
Mm.
Like, we start off in, like, the street there, you know, in front of, like, Gamble, like, the Union. So there were a lot of people there for a while. Then it kind of moved down Fairfield Way a bit more. I ran into Faisal there, too,
which
was pretty funny. Yo, what the fuck is up? Then it was behind the Union. Another pole came down.
Mm-hmm.
yeah, and then, like, people were on the Student Union lawn. Then I think it was like the engineering building like by there or something.
Is it ITE? Was it ITE?
No, it's the other ones. Like if you're like standing on like the porch of the Student Union, like looking this way, it's like the building.
Oh, I don't know what that. I know which one you're talking about.
So there were like a bunch of people on the steps up there, just like hanging out. So I was up there for a bit. Then it kind of moved, I guess, kind of closer to the Beanery. And then this was probably one of the most interesting and funny parts of the night. So there was a van, okay?
Did you see the van get destroyed?
I think you know where this is going.
Mm-hmm.
No, it wasn't the one they put the pole through, but this is the one that got flipped. Because all of a sudden, people started shouting, "Flip the van! Flip the van!" So, of course, you know, a big crowd gathers. I'm watching there. I'm like, oh, boy. So, hang on. I have the picture of it somewhere, and yeah.
Oh my God, it was a Yukon van.
It was
right?
a Yukon okay, van, good. And it got flipped, and I'm like, well, shit, this place turned into Philly.
Because I know a lot of people were like, oh, like they flipped cars, like that's like an evil thing to do. Yeah, but it was a Yukon car, so I don't feel bad.
Yeah,
if it was
a Yukon van.
If it was like a student's car, I'd be pretty mad.
It was funny too, you know, like students driving around, people hanging out the windows like, yeah!
It was going all night. When we walked back to Hilltop later, people were just coming back to Hilltop with signs over their arms, cones, like
I saw a lot of people walking around with signs.
Oh, sign got stolen.
I do have to show you one picture of the one guy with the sign. I won't name him on here, but a certain... sidekick to a niche Yukon celebrity.
Oh, and wow, he got it right off the
yeah, that's impressive.
Yeah, he must have like brought a drill or like, because that's how you get him off.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
And then I saw some guys jump in the lake next to the chem building.
Oh, I saw those videos.
I was Yeah, I was watching that. They're gonna be poisoned. Like, I know. I'm looking. I'm like, what are you idiots doing?
No, but so what happened with me is we came up through Ted's.
Yeah, let's hear your side.
We were at Ted's, so like, you know, we were all drunk. So yeah,
admittedly, I was too. I had pre-gamed before.
No, and we so we walk right up to the center of campus, and the first thing I see on the ground is a stop sign.
Oh.
And I'm like, fuck this stop sign. I stop stomping on it. That's the most damage I caused. Okay, and I was like, this is it. Like, we knocked down a stop sign, and then I saw a pole go down, and the police, like, grabbed it and put it to the side. And I was like, oh, that's it. Cause
did you actually see anybody get arrested? Because I saw like, videos, but I didn't see anybody.
I did.
Real
and that's kind of why I started, like being like, okay, like, we're not playing around here.
Yeah.
But no, so I saw that pole kind of get pushed over to the side, and at this point I hadn't seen any other poles come down, and in 2014 they just knocked one pole over, from what I've heard.
Really?
So I was like, oh, that's it. And I'm kind of like, we're fine. And then immediately another pole goes right over my head, and this is the one that they bring to the door of the student union.
It was that ramming. I was gonna say, were you there?
Oh, I was right next to it.
You were right next to it.
I was right there. I saw him break it.
Can you see yourself in the video?
Not in the video, but like where the angle of the video, where it's from, I was standing right by,
on
that side.
Because that video went viral. Like, that's on like the official, like, Barstool Sports one.
I think that was the best, like, the best.
That's like
the best video that came out of everything.
That is the defining image of the riots.
Yes. No,
probably.
It went right through. But it went right through there. And then people hopped onto like that little
I saw
ceiling
people
above
up
the
top.
Door. And they got like a couple poles up there. And they broke those windows too.
Oh, I didn't realize they did those ones up
top.
Yeah,
no. That was...
Because I didn't see all that. I didn't make it down that way.
Because we were a little late. So I think the mob had kind of moved that way a little bit. And then everyone who came up from Ted's started breaking things. And so I saw that happen and immediately was like I'm not going to jail.
Yeah.
And so I kind of, and at this point I had lost Sam and Emil, so I was looking for them. And the cop, some of the other poles that came down, the cops were kind of like standing by, making sure no one got to them. And I kind of went in that direction because there was open space to kind of like look around and try and call Emil. And so I kind of got like, not even next to a cop, but I kind of like stepped out of the crowd for a second and a cop just like shoved me. I was like, dude, like I literally told him too. I was like, dude, I'm just looking for my friends. Like, you know.
And what did he say?
Nothing. I mean, he was so focused and stressed out.
Oh, yeah. So that was a tough job to
ACAB,
cover.
Fuck the police for that. But no. But I mean,
it was
fun. Did you see the video of the guy getting hit by the pole when it came down?
Did. That was bad.
That was really upsetting to watch. He definitely broke his leg and his arm. Honestly, quite frankly, he's lucky he didn't die.
Oh, like, yeah, that was, for sure.
That almost ruined it for me after I saw that video. It was like, damn.
Yeah.
Like, you know, all this destruction and stuff. But, you know, it was cool. I did not get to see the fire
by the
rotary, the roundabout.
I didn't see that one either. Somebody made a little fire, like, outside of, like, the student union there. The freaking smoke from the whole night. Oh, my God. Like, when I was by, you know, the lake where the guy jumped the chem building. You know, so a bunch of people went back up the hill, but then a bunch of like smoke start coming. We're like, oh, what the?
Did you see the drone footage?
No, I didn't. I might have saw like a clip of it.
It's on like a CBS News article. It's just a drone footage of campus.
I've been watching all of those today.
Same. I've been looking for like the links and stuff.
I've been looking. You know, it's a lot of like the same footage and stuff. And luckily, I don't see myself in any.
Oh, I was gonna say and I feel like a lot of the pictures that have come out, they've like blocked off students' faces.
Yeah, not the guys ramming the pole.
They're screwed. They probably are. They're probably the ones who got arrested.
Arrested and expelled.
Speaking of getting arrested, I did see someone get arrested. And we were right outside of, not McHugh, but the Oak building.
Yeah.
And there was like a little circle, a big circle, I guess. And someone had like, I don't know if it was a flamethrower or if he had like a torch.
Flamethrower?
Somehow he was getting massive flames to shoot up in the air. Maybe he was just using a lighter and like Lysol or Febreze or whatever.
Yeah.
But you know, he was doing it and we were all like, yay, like that's so cool. Ha ha. And then out of nowhere, he gets tackled by three cops and he probably got charged with arson. He just straight up got grabbed by the police.
Yeah.
Which I mean, as much as that sucks for him, like that is arson. Yeah. Like, you know,
that's arson is arson. We don't condone arson on this show.
No, but The reason I was up at 9 a.m. the next day is because I had my music presentation
at 9:30. Oh, fun.
Yes. Yes. So I went to bed, drank a bunch of water.
What time did you get to bed, you think?
Actually, I went to bed early. I went to bed at like 1, like 2.
Yes, same here, because I was walking back to my dorm like 1:15, and then my parents called, so I was just sitting outside my dorm, people hooting and hollering. I'm like, yeah, it's a scene up here, all right.
Yeah, no, what's it called? Because as soon as I realized I was not going to participate in any of the destruction, I walked around one more time, and I was like, you know what? We won. Yeah. I'm happy. I don't need to break anything.
Because my thing was, like, I wasn't going to break anything. Because, like, there were points, like, early on, I'm like, damn, I am thirsty. I am getting tired. But the other part of me was like, you know, this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing right now. So I was like, I'm going to stay
out. I probably spent, like, an hour and a half outside after the game. But
yeah, because I think I got out at, like, 11:45, and then I was, like, back out front, you know, out in front of my dorm at, like, 20 after 1 or something like that.
No, the craziest part was when me and Emil, we went back to Hilltop at one point.
Tell me about Emil.
Oh, we'll get to that later. We'll get to that later. No. But we still have to describe the scene. And we walked down from, like, Garrigus and Worth, that little road
of course
by like the track, and on top of the old athletic center there was you could see the silhouettes of people just running on the roof.
What?
That was like the crate, like,
really,
in terms of like pure anarchy, that was like the most anarchist thing I saw.
Just
like,
people were just running on roof. Top of a roof.
That's and some guy was like, here, like, you know, grab my hand and come up with me. And I was like,
bro,
I don't know if I want to catch a charge. So
yeah,
I'm trying to think, what else did I see? It was kind of like a blur, like it was all like a rush.
Yeah.
It was...
my memory is still pretty good from that night.
Oh, and the reason I think it was worse than I thought it was is because I walked around campus yesterday.
Yeah.
And obviously there was all the lights down and stuff. But there was a lot of broken glass.
I did see the broken glass. That was bad.
Yeah, it was like ITE, McHugh, North Parking Garage. I mean, they had glass like...
Really?
Four stories up that was broken. And Putnam, someone threw a couple rocks through Putnam too.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, no, it was a lot. Like a lot happened.
I'm surprised only 15 people got arrested.
Me too. I thought there would be like 30.
I looked at like when we won in 2014, it was 35 arrests.
Yeah,
but only 15 this time. So
I wonder if people like got let off or just ran. My guess is a lot of people ran away.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. It was probably nuts. I wonder what downtown was like.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about downtown.
I haven't heard anything either, but I'm sure, like, you know, Domino's and DP Dough were
they were probably
an experience.
They shut the bars down afterwards because we were going to go back to Ted's
really?
Just hang out there afterwards. And no, they
I don't blame them.
My guess is the police were probably like, no, like not going to happen.
I mean, if I'm Ted's too, I'm like, and I'm seeing the riots and stuff, I'm like, damn, this place is going to be burnt to the ground soon if we stay open.
Did you end up going to class yesterday?
I did. I went to all four of my classes yesterday, including three in a row for 4 hours. Because I slept until 10, and I was just so shot. It wasn't even that I was hungover.
I was just
tired, and like I was like thinking about going to like the Gamble like return thing, but I'm just like, I don't have the energy for this.
Yeah, I accidentally stumbled past that because I went through a walk later in the day trying to buy some championship merch. All sold out.
Yeah,
Doesn't surprise me.
Probably expensive as shit too.
Yeah. Oh, it's like $35 for a shirt, which is not as bad as I thought it would be.
That isn't as bad as I expected. I figured it'd be minimum 50.
Still a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to be milking those prices. But no, there was a big crowd in front of Gampole, and I was with Sam, one of my roommates, and we were like, oh, like, what's going on? And then the buses came, and we were like, oh.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they're bringing the championship trophy home.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. So that was, I mean, it was cool. You didn't miss a whole lot.
Yeah. Like I said, I thought about it, but, like, one, I didn't really know anyone who was going, and I was I was so shot. Like, by like 8:30 last night, I was just half asleep.
Yeah, same here. I went to bed early. I did not go to... I went to my one class in the morning. That was it.
Yeah.
So...
Nice.
How was public policy? Was it dead?
Yeah, it was fine, you know, so I just took my notes. So
I was going to say, whatever. I looked at the PowerPoint afterwards.
So, let's hear about Emil.
Emil. So, actually, he was very well behaved. He was very, very well behaved.
Let me add some context to this, too, because there were some texts with my mom referring to Emil, since she's one of our podcast listeners. Hi, Mom. It was some on UConn's story of, like, people, like, stay safe. So she said that to me. She's like, dear Emil. So I say, can't wait to hear about the stories from Will. Can't wait to hear the stories from Will about him about him and Emil at Ted's tonight. and my mother goes, Emil should stay away from Ted's even on random nights. So let's hear.
So yeah, no, it was nothing. This. Nothing bad happened. So he was very well behaved at Ted's. Very well behaved in the riots, whatever you want to call them. We got back to the apartment and I went to bed.
Uh oh.
I saw a video the next day of a bag of chips that had been ripped to pieces on the floor, and the video like flips over and Emil is, I don't even know what they're called, but do you know how in the sink, like in sinks, we have these in Hilltop, you have the sink and then you have like the little thing you can take and spray.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. He like had that in his mouth spraying it. So that's all I know. I was asleep at that
point. Honestly, that's like a lot more subdued than I thought.
No, yeah, he was, we had to talk him out of like a dirty party, as we like to call them, which is when he breaks things.
Yeah. I'm shocked it worked.
Yeah, no, it did work. And then I'm sure he was intimidated by all the destruction that was going on. He didn't think he could one up it. But
I think he could.
But him and Sam did try to go to Ted's yesterday.
Oh.
And it didn't end up happening. But I was like, you guys are
you guys are
crazy.
That's nuts, man.
But apparently it was busy yesterday too, which is
yesterday.
Which is interesting to hear.
Yeah.
So I heard the frats were throwing parties all yesterday too. So
I ran into one of my friends. He's rushing a frat or is like part of one. I don't know what the deal is. I ran into him last night, even though he lives two floors above me. He was in my bathroom. He's like, bro, I had to shotgun 9 beers.
Yeah, I know.
On a Tuesday night. But like, I was like shocked and kind of proud because, you know, earlier when I first met this guy, you know, he was kind of a lightweight. So I'm like, you know what? I'm proud of you.
No, what's it called? One of my sweetmates in Garrigus last year rushed a frat. And so I've heard all the,
yeah, I remember you all tell, the I remember you stories. Telling me, yeah, wasn't there some involving an eggs or something?
Oh yeah, no, that story. Well, I always like to tell this story because
I know we've talked about it. I do remember.
Yeah, kinda. It was kind of like the end, or like it was like November, mid to late November of last fall semester. And it was a pretty stressful semester, and so I remember me, Zach, and Emil went on this beautiful nature walk. Like, you know, we just kind of like walked through campus, and it was so relaxing. And I was like, you know what? Like, this is the most relaxed I felt in months. Like, this was awesome.
Yeah.
And it was on, like, a Sunday, too. So, like, we were getting ready for classes the next day. And then we come back to our room in Garrigus, and we open our bathroom, and it's just covered in, like, raw eggs.
Yeah,
and
I remember that.
I literally, like, dude, I was so mad. I was so angry.
I would be, too.
And it smelled like eggs in that for the rest of the year.
That's just wonderful. Yeah. That's wonderful. Oh, man.
So that, take that as you will if you're planning on rushing a frat.
Yeah, no, believe me, I am the last guy who would do that.
I was going to say.
Not my, who needs frats when you have Funk House?
Exactly. Speaking of which, are you going?
I am going, are you?
I think I am, because everyone in my room is going to UConic, so I was like, shit, what else am I supposed to do?
Dude, this is going to be a really good show.
I didn't even know Zoo was playing at Safe Harbor.
Yeah,
so.
It's a Midwest emo band. I'm excited because I have one band, Moose Creek Park.
They sound good. I was listening
to their stuff. They're from the island. I know the guitar player,
And then
he's a good dude.
I was gonna say, I don't know if I'm gonna stay the whole time.
Yeah,
but I'll show up for a bit.
Hell yeah,
see what's going on.
Yeah, me and my friend Rebecca are gonna go. So yeah, it should be a funny night. Yeah. I'm excited.
I'm trying
for
to think.
It,
I was gonna say it feels like it's been forever since I've been to Faisal's, but we were there like 2 weekends ago.
Oh yeah, that was a good night.
That was a good show.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. But I'm very excited for this. I'm excited for next Saturday's Funk House show. Which will be...
Is that Jazz Night?
That's Jazz Night, the 15th. Nice. And it's really funny because Roman Conquery, we got a gig earlier that day.
Oh, a double header.
Our bass player, he's the guy in the fret who had the 9 beers, and he texted us the other day. He's like, yo, my fret's throwing a darty that day, and they want us to play. We're playing at a darty, yeah.
Good for you guys.
So that's going to be
an
experience.
That'll be interesting. That'll be very interesting.
It should be good. So, you know, we got a little set we're working on. I don't know when we're rehearsing next. Some maybe about tomorrow. We'll see what happens.
Nice.
But we had a very nice jam on Sunday night, you know, just
what
trying
kind of
things
are
out.
You guys like Midwest emo, jazz rock? Like, what would you describe
it
as?
Again, we're still kind of figuring out because, you know, with, you know, Jazz Night, you know, we've tailored, you know, things to that. But, like, you know, for the darty stuff, it's going to be kind of all over the place.
I was going to say, you got to play, like, basic songs.
Yeah, like, you know, it's going to be, like, some indie stuff, but, you know, like, the theme is, like, indie, but, like, also kind of, like, Woodstock 60s-y. It's a very weird combo.
Yeah, that's...
But, like, we're...
You can tell that frats don't know the difference.
No, they don't know the difference. But, I mean, I can wear a tie-dye and jorts, so what the hell?
There you go. You're going to be set.
Let me look at the set here, because I know we were talking about doing some Janis Joplin.
Also, you can probably say that, if you want to, you can probably say the set on here, because I don't think this episode will come out until after you guys have played.
Yeah, so, like, you know, some of the... Like, we're going to do The Cure, just like Heaven. Okay. We're going to attempt to do that. Oh, we are going to try to do Voodoo Child.
Well, we
were doing an interesting kind of, like, jazzy version of it. Just experimenting Sunday night with things, you know?
You guys still use distortion for, like, for that song?
Not for jazz, because jazz night's going to be interesting, because our guitarist is going to be playing bass, and our bass player is going to be playing piano.
Okay.
So... You know, slightly reconfigured. And
who
then,
is your guitar player? Because I figured Lena was...
He's this guy, Brendan. He's a sophomore. Actually, lives on the floor above me, which I didn't realize until I met him. He's a good dude. So he'll be playing bass for that. And then our bass player, Seb, he'll be on piano because he is so freaking good.
Nice.
So, yeah, we were just trying stuff out. And it was really funny because, you know, we're there. He's like, yo, Dad, check this out. And he starts playing Help on the Way. And it was like, really good, you know, with all like the runs and stuff. So we're just jamming on that for a little bit. Yeah.
Where are you guys rehearsing? The
music building, basement.
How do you guys get access to that? Do you have a music student?
Well, Brendan, I think, is some sort of music major or minor.
Oh,
then something
you're
like
set.
That.
That's all you need.
And Seb's a music minor, too.
Oh, then you're,
we're good.
You're set.
Yeah, so It's coming along. We had a nice jam because I was like, all right, we'll see what happens because that was only the second time I jammed with them. Mm.
Speaking of music room, have you done your presentation for?
Well, so here's the thing. Two of my group members were in the pep band that was down in Houston.
Oh,
so we have to present on Monday.
That's not bad. I emailed her Sunday night, and I was like, here, let me pull it up.
How'd yours go? Oh, no.
It was fine. I'll preface by saying it was fine, but a lot of other groups went above and beyond, whereas we did not. So we kind of just went. We had Marvin Gaye as our topic.
That's what my group's doing.
Yeah, so we kind of just went up, and I was like, yeah, Marvin Gaye, like, he was like, his dad shot him.
that's got to be the like one of the worst ways to die.
That's what I said.
Being shot by your own father.
What's it called? I went in front of everyone. I was like, Marvin Day, he got shot by his dad. I was like, that sounds like a terrible way to go out. And no one like commented or said anything.
I mean, it's because it's very thought provoking.
That's true.
What should they say? At that
I thought
moment?
There'd be like a gasp or like, you know, some sort of reaction.
That's
but it was also
generation. We don't.
That's true. It was also 9 in the morning the day after we won the national championship.
I'm shocked. I'm shocked that people were still
Me
there.
Me too. I would say about half the class showed up.
Yeah, that
and
was like
split right down the middle. You could tell people were either viciously hungover.
Yeah.
Or like had no idea that we played in the championship yesterday.
Were you hung over at all on Tuesday or just
okay. I was
I woke up and like you know because I had had a couple drinks pregame and that had you know got me a buzz through the night or whatever but like I wasn't hung over. I didn't need Pedialyte or anything. I was just tired, you know.
I was and it was like I don't know. March Madness itself is very draining, especially if you go far.
Mm-hmm.
The worst is if you go far and don't win, and then you're just like, it's like, what are you supposed to feel, like, sad?
I don't know. I wasn't that drained for it. I mean, if you want something to get drained for in terms of sports, hockey, watching that, especially if your team makes a deep playoff run, like the New York Rangers last year after that playoff run, I was so absolutely fucking drained after that.
Did they play 7 games in hockey for...
So it's, you know, it's you got to win 4 in each round. And the Rangers in two of their series went to 7 games.
Damn.
It was 7 games, and 6 games. 20 in total, and I saw most of them.
Are we done with playoffs until NBA playoffs? Are there no other sports? Or when does hockey happen usually?
Hockey is going to be soon, I think. So that's, you know, it's going to be interesting there. Boston Bruins right now are just on a tear this year.
Are they really?
They might break the record for, like, most wins in an NHL season. Like, they're just on a historic
Do they have a good roster?
Base.
Do they have, like, superstar? Because I don't know anything about hockey.
I don't even really know about the Bruins. They're just playing very good.
Mm.
Like, they're just on top of the league right now. They're probably the favorites to win the whole shebang. I'm optimistic about my Rangers, you know, being able to make a deep run. But, you know, if we have to face Boston at some point, it's going to be tough. It's going to be very tough.
That'd be
but
crazy
we'll
if UConn wins. And hypothetically, this is a long way to go, if the Bruins win and if the Celtics win.
Let's talk NBA playoffs for a sec. Playoffs, MVP race. Because I caught... Did you catch any of Celtics Sixers last night?
All I heard is that Marcus Smart had that crazy miss free throw play.
I saw the fourth quarter of it. It was because... I think, yeah, Philly was, like, leading the whole game, but then, like, Boston kind of, like, roared back. They took the lead a bit. It was like, oh, shit. And then, Sixers, you know, he took the lead again. Interesting ending. Mm. Of course, my, you know, bootleg stream kind of crept out during it.
Mm.
But it was, but Joel Embiid, 52 points.
I think this might be his MVP year.
I was going to say, do you think at this point, who is MVP?
I think it's going to be Embiid. His numbers are just
so too.
Insane.
And I think when you compare that to what the Nuggets did last night, they lost by 20 points to the Houston Rockets.
I also feel like from like a marketing standpoint, the NBA wants a new MVP.
Yeah, I agree. Because if it's Jokic again, people are like, yeah. But like Embiid, yeah.
That is crazy that we're kind of in this post-Stephen Curry era where like big men were like done. It's like, you know, you need a big man who can shoot threes and run the court. And the last three MVPs are likely going to be like 7-footers who play a slow basketball.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of cool. It's like, you know, turning back the clock a little bit.
I'll tell you what, though. You know, with the Sixers, Harden still does a lot more than I realize.
Like, I to be honest with you, until about 2 weeks ago, I did not even realize James Harden was on the Sixers.
Most people, like, do forget that. But, like, when I was watching, because I haven't really watched the Sixers as much. But I was, you know, watching last night. You know, he's still, like, you know, driving up the court and stuff.
Yeah.
Kind of basically directing traffic.
I was going to say, he's probably the number, I mean, he's got to be the number two option.
Oh, absolutely. And that's probably, you know, the biggest knock on Embiid's MVP candidacy is having James Harden there.
That's true.
Because Harden is leading the league in assists.
Is he really?
He is.
He must play point. I'm going to look up their roster real quick.
I think he's like a point guard or something. I don't know. When it comes to basketball positions, I always get them mixed up. Mm. I will be real honest.
Well, they have Tobias. Yeah, he plays point guard now because he's been a shooting guard for most of his career.
Yeah. But he is still a very important part of the Sixers game.
They have a decent roster.
They're solid, man.
I would say not better than the Celtics. Let's look up the Nuggets roster.
I do not trust the Nuggets for anything in the playoffs. Because the Nuggets have had more, like, what-the-fuck losses than, like, any other team. Like, they'll get, like, blown out by the Spurs and Rockets, and it'll be like, and this is the team that's number one in the Western Conference?
Plus, they're number one in the Western Conference, but they'd be, like, number four in the East.
The East is... I am so excited for the Eastern Conference playoffs. Oh, yeah. Especially round one is probably going to be... Cavs versus Knicks.
Ooh.
And that I am very excited for that.
What I want to talk about is two teams both in the Western Conference, and that is the Lakers and the Mavericks, because they're having very opposite ends to the second half of this season.
I would agree. The Lakers, they're making, you know, with LeBron back, they're making a push.
So
I wouldn't rule them out for anything.
They could be a number six seed, which is crazy that they were...
Because they got a big matchup with the Clippers, I think.
Yeah,
because
they're tied.
Is that tonight or is that tomorrow? I feel like it's
I don't
soon.
Know, but they're tied for
they're
fifth
tied.
And sixth. That's,
yeah.
That is going to be a good game. Suns tomorrow. I think it's going to be...
I know. Suns. The Suns play the Nuggets tomorrow, which...
That'll be a good game.
I think right now that's your Western Conference final.
Mm.
If the Nuggets make it that far, though,
I'm
who
thinking
knows?
Suns, Celtics in the finals.
I,
is what I think.
I want. What do I? I definitely. I want the Suns there, and I don't even like Kevin Durant, but for some reason, like I want the Suns like to come out of the West, just because they've never won it before.
That's true. It would be. I do. I also really want Chris Paul to get a ring. I think he deserves it. He's had a long career.
I would love to see a Suns Bucks rematch.
I was just going to say that actually
That'll realistically be cool. Might or, be it. Yeah, or Suns Sixers would be cool. I don't know. We'll see.
Suns Sixers. Sixers would be cool, just because they've been bad for so long.
Exactly. Just, you know, to see Embiid like finally do something in the playoffs. I don't know. It's gonna be interesting.
Embiid has had a crazy career, just because I remember when he got drafted.
Yeah,
I was like in middle school still. He missed like 3 years, and everyone thought it was gonna be a bust. And now here he is, like a decade later, he's gonna win MVP or could possibly win MVP. It really is crazy.
Let's talk about the Dallas Mavericks for a sec, because they are a team that is just fallen off a freaking cliff. They're not even in the play-in right now.
I will say, I haven't watched a lot of their games, so I can't comment on their play style.
Yeah.
But I knew that Kyrie to that team was not going to be a good thing.
Well, here's what I found. I was reading this in the power rankings earlier today, you know, when I was procrastinating or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
When in games that both that Luka and Kyrie start, they're 4-11.
Yep.
4-11.
Me at all. I feel like Luka... I will say I've not watched a lot of him, but I've played with him a lot on NBA 2K, so that counts for something. I feel like he just needs the ball in his hand. Like, he needs to be the number one option. Like, he needs to bring the ball up, shoot, drive. And that's what Kyrie does.
Mm-hmm.
So
having two guys doing the same thing.
They essentially have, like, the two best point guards. And when I say best point guards, I mean pure skill.
Yeah, of course.
Fuck Kyrie. But when it comes to the two...
Kyrie could still ball.
Yeah. Probably on paper, the two best point guards. I'm trying to think of anyone who's better. Then you have like Ja Morant.
Oh, man.
You have two of the best...
Ja.
Guards in the league.
Yeah, of course.
And they just seem to step on each other's feet, you know?
That's what it is.
I feel like what the Mavs need is like a big man... small forward, and they'd be set.
Who do you think would be a good addition to the Mavs?
On that note, I have heard rumors that Draymond Green and LeBron James might both go to Dallas in the offseason.
LeBron?
Now, that would be, like, ideal for them.
LeBron to Dallas?
Yeah.
Ooh.
That'd be perfect for LeBron, because he wouldn't need to be the number one option anymore.
LeBron, Luka, and Draymond. Ooh.
Draymond, I don't think would contribute much, but if they can get him on like a cheap contract, that's just another role, like a decent role player.
You know, Draymond's still not bad. So
no, he's still good. And I feel like what Luka needs is some seasoned veterans with playoff experience to teach him. Wow. Because it seems like the last couple playoff series, it's been like, all right, Luka, win the game for us. And it's not like, you know, he just doesn't seem to have any support.
I mean, you know, the Mavs did take down the Suns in the semifinals last year.
That is true.
And the only reason I remember even paying attention to that at the time, because it's not like I was a big NBA guy, but I had my U.S. Gov teacher was a big Dallas Mavericks fan. Mm. And I remember the day after game 7 of the semifinals where the Mavs beat him like 32-0. That's like how we started off class that day.
But I feel like if you get a player from that being Draymond Green from that Warriors team.
Yeah.
That's the difference maker, you know.
LeBron to Dallas though. I haven't seen anything about or really just anything, cuz
it was going on around on Instagram for like a day.
LeBron James Dallas Mavericks, cuz that would be really interesting. I don't know, like, what is LeBron... Wait, here's something here. Here's an article. Wait. Draymond Green and LeBron James to the Dallas Mavericks is a half-baked idea.
Okay, so...
But it could be interesting.
With a grain of salt.
But, like, I don't know. Like, LeBron... LeBron, if he wants another ring, he needs to leave
definitely.
The Lakers.
Because I was having this talk with someone the other day. I think realistically, LeBron is going to play until both of his sons are in the league.
Because Bronny right now, he's a...
Bronny would be next year's draft. So he would need to play at least two more seasons. And I think four more seasons until his second son. I forget his name.
How long do you think LeBron is going to play for? Because, like, he's... You know, because he's... I think he's 38, but, like... He's still an all-star. He's still balling. Like,
he was an all-star captain.
Yeah. So
I see him playing until he's 45. The only reason he would stop earlier is if he plays with both of his sons.
Yeah.
And is like satisfied with that.
That would be something if he's on a team.
But I see him like wanting to win a championship with his sons on the team.
Can you imagine that? That would be nuts.
That honestly, if that happens, I think he's the GOAT.
Really?
I think he's the GOAT.
If that happens.
I think so.
Yeah, that would be good.
Like winning a championship with like your son or two sons.
That's
You
know, I think I would have to agree with that. Mm-hmm. That would be really cool.
Yeah.
But it ain't gonna be in LA, I'll tell you that.
And his sons are lucky because they can just play for whatever team they want.
Oh, it's
like, yeah.
They're like wherever LeBron is, they'll just tell him, get him.
No, but it is definitely time for LeBron to jump ship off of LA.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I don't even think he should have gone there in the first place. It was weird.
I say that. I've wanted to say that, but they did win one ring.
Yeah, won a ring, yes. But like outside of that, like this past decade, the Lakers have not been good.
The last two seasons have been like a joke.
This past decade has like been the most irrelevant the Lakers
have been ever.
Yeah,
it was weird because they sucked for a long time, got LeBron, won a championship, and now they suck again.
Yeah,
it's almost like that first championship
LeBron.
Was an accident.
Yeah, it was weird.
I also just don't think LeBron can. I mean, obviously, still an all-star captain. Still a great player.
Yeah.
I just don't think he can carry a team like he used to.
I mean, that's basically what they're making him do.
Yeah, and it's just not fair to him.
Agreed. But, like, though, if you're you know, want to have this reputation as the GOAT, that's what you're going to have to do.
That is true.
I mean, that's how, like, Cleveland got to the finals 4 years in a row, even though it was just LeBron and a bunch of Make-A-Wish kids.
I know.
sorry, Cleveland, but that's like the biggest analogy I've seen with
which
those teams.
Before Kyrie, or I mean, I guess both times.
Yeah, I guess
because
so.
Kevin Love didn't do anything for them.
No,
it was just Kyrie and LeBron.
Yeah.
I think he wants to play with Kyrie again, bad.
Oh my god!
I don't know.
I wonder where they would
Dallas. I see him going to Dallas.
If LeBron says I'm coming to Dallas, does Kyrie stay?
Yes. I think at this point, Kyrie goes wherever LeBron goes and vice versa.
So do you think Dallas would be LeBron's top destination if he leaves? Like, let's think about this here. What would be a good place for LeBron?
What would be a good place for... Well, I'll preface by saying, and I kind of just said this earlier, wherever LeBron goes, Kyrie follows, whether that be by trade or like free agency.
Okay.
And because I think, I mean...
Kyrie will probably be a free agent at the end of this.
Yeah.
I think that's
fit for LeBron?
I don't know. This is probably a better question for you than me, admittedly. Who needs... Because what's LeBron?
Let's look at these standings
What is technically LeBron's position? I know I sound like such a moron for asking this.
Team leader, honestly.
Because they can just put him anywhere, right?
I would say at this point in his career... Probably like a guard or a small forward.
Okay.
I don't really see him playing like power forward or center anymore.
Yeah. Okay. Let's think. Because who's a team that's set up to win?
I mean, going back to the Cavs would not be a bad idea.
I was gonna ask about that. Do you think he goes for another stint in Cleveland?
I think he's past that at this point. It's like been there, done that.
That'll be interesting though. Him and Mitchell.
I mean.
I don't know.
I don't even know. Like the Celtics, Nets.
No way. The Nets are just too
bad of an organization.
The Nets should be the last place anybody wants to go.
Kings, Suns, Warriors, Clippers.
The New Yorker in me would say come to the Knicks, but I know that wouldn't happen.
I feel like I've heard rumors of this. LeBron to the Warriors would be interesting.
Oh my god!
Because that would be like a veteran team up.
If LeBron went to the Warriors, then that would be something. Then KD is going to be smiling because then like
no one's going to hate on him.
No, nobody's going to hate on KD because if LeBron goes there, the amount of hate that would happen of having LeBron and Steph on the same team would just be ridiculous.
We're talking about LeBron, but I've been thinking about this. Do you see Steph playing for the Golden State Warriors for the rest of his career?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I can picture him leaving. But I don't know because, you know, this year for the Warriors has been so weird because they are terrible on the road.
Mm.
And it's not like is the roster even that different from the championship one?
I think it's like a lot of role players. Well, I guess I don't know cuz like Andrew Wiggins still plays. Let's look up their
roster.
Didn't
he just come
back
from injury, Wiggins or something?
Let's see. Let's look at their roster real quick.
Yeah.
Players. You got Steph Curry. You have like Gary Payton. I mean, it's a decent team.
Yeah. Clay.
Andre Iguodala is still playing for them.
Really? That's the thing. That team is.
Yeah.
They've got to be one of the oldest teams in the league.
That is crazy to say that at this point, because I remember it like it was yesterday when they were just pumping out rings.
Yeah, man.
That was an interesting time. That was a good time for basketball. Actually, it sucked having to watch that as someone who wasn't a Golden State fan.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But simpler time.
Yeah. I don't know. Where would he go is the question.
Where is he from?
Ooh.
Because he might play for like...
That is a really good question. Steph Curry. I know he went to... He's from same place as LeBron, Akron, Ohio, or Akron.
What if they both team up in Cleveland? What if they do that? That would be insane.
That would be nuts.
Curry and LeBron in Cleveland.
And then throw Kyrie back in there and LeBron's son.
LeBron's son.
Like, that would... I mean, who else could they throw in? That's honestly the freaking fun... That would be, like, one of the funniest starting lineups
like,
ever.
That would just be, like, a joke team. That'd be a fever dream.
I think that would break the internet.
I will say I do like... I mean, I say this with, like, the Suns.
Yeah.
You know, having, like, 10 superstars. And, like, the Warriors are still good.
Yeah.
I like that the NBA has kind of moved away from this super team.
Yeah.
You know, style of play.
Yeah.
It's, like, that's proven that that doesn't work all the time.
Look at the Brooklyn Nets.
I was going to say, exactly. I like this new balanced NBA.
I do.
It's, like, a superstar on each team. And
yeah,
like a couple
of
other
players.
It's
good. I like that it's, you know, interesting.
Yeah,
so.
It's, like, you... I mean... The thing about Curry and LeBron is they could go anywhere and be moderately successful.
And, like, LeBron, every team would want him.
Yeah. I mean, he could go anywhere he wants.
Now, let me give you a ridiculous hypothetical here. Not that this would happen. LeBron to whichever team gets Victor Wembanyama. The two greatest prospects of this century. If Wembanyama turns out to be as good as advertised.
Which I personally don't think... I think people are overpromising. I think he'll be a good player.
Yeah. I really don't know.
People are overpromising him.
I don't know that much.
I feel like LeBron wouldn't do it right away.
Yeah.
But if he develops within a year or two... Yeah.
Because if Wembanyama turns into a superstar right away, then it's going to be... Then if LeBron joins him...
Well, the problem is the teams that are on the bottom of the league this season are so, like, terrible...
Oh, my God.
...that it's, like... I mean, whoever Victor... Whatever team Victor ends up on, it's going to take
them... It's not... These teams aren't even being obvious about how hard they're tanking. Like, the Detroit Pistons, I think, have lost 20 out of their last 21 games.
No, they're... I mean, everyone's tanking. It's a race to see who gets it at this point. I don't know. It
was just a thought I had. Like,
I know. I mean, even if they get Victor, like, they're gonna have to wait and like draft other players,
sign free agents. Sure.
So,
let's see here.
I feel like a superstar, whether that be LeBron, KD, whoever. I think someone needs to jump on this Grizzlies team right now because with Ja Morant, Jaren Jackson, and Dylan Brooks, I've heard Dylan Brooks is a mean player.
The Grizzlies are cooking again. I think they're going to be really...
And they're young. They're probably like the best young team in the league. I mean, they're going to have Ja Morant for another 5 years.
And he put that all that shit behind him. They're rolling.
Yeah.
I
think someone needs to get to that team.
Really?
I just don't know if they want like a superstar, but if...
I think they're growing something good there.
Ideally,
though.
I think that would be like LeBron's best destination.
Ooh, LeBron,
I mean, could do a lot there.
And Ja Morant, that would be fun. Do you think the Grizzlies can make it far this playoffs?
Yeah, I do. Honestly, all that Ja Morant stuff was Oh, sorry, I just got an email.
Alrighty.
Told me you guys meet. Sorry for the awkward silence.
Nah, you're
we were
good,
talking
you're
about
good.
Ja Morant, weren't we?
Yes, we were. Ja Morant. And I forget where we were going because I had said something about Grizzlies and the Western.
Yeah, no, they're, let's see. What are they? They're number two.
They're number two. They're like slightly ahead of Sacramento.
I think that's the next dynasty in the West. Not in the league, but in the West. I think.
Yeah. I'm fine in the West.
Honestly, I saw that happened, and I, as much as I wanted to hate on Ja Morant, he's the best point guard in the West. He's arguably the best point guard in the league right now.
Yeah, no, he's Ja Morant is a certified stud.
I will say, I genuinely think the only team that can beat them in the West is the Suns.
I'm really high on the Suns.
Yeah.
I think because they haven't lost with Durant yet. They've yet to lose, and because if they need a statement win tomorrow night against
the Nuggets.
Aren't they
playing I heard, and this could be completely false.
What?
Unless it already happened, that the Suns are going to play the Lakers, and it's going to be the first time LeBron and KD have played each other since 2020.
I think it's like 2018.
That's insane. That's crazy.
I know.
Just because of like injuries and like scheduling.
That's going to be...
That blows my mind. Like, that's just not... That hasn't happened.
That's going to be a pretty crazy game.
I'll probably sit down and watch that.
I would too. I got to find out what night that is. Like I said, I do want to... I'm definitely going to make an attempt to watch tomorrow night's Nuggets versus Suns. It doesn't start till 10, but
that'll
whatever.
Be a good game too.
Because if the Suns can win there, that's pretty
huge.
Good.
I forget the Suns have DeAndre Dayton. Yeah, Dayton too, another big man.
Oh, I think if the Suns can stay healthy and keep what they're building, I'd be pretty freaking scared of them.
Definitely,
they're my pick coming out of the West. I do not trust the Nuggets for nothing. I don't believe in them.
I don't either. I mean,
just again,
I don't. It's Jokic's team. They just don't have like someone else who's.
And it's just they have these losses that they'll just make you sit. I said this earlier, you know, in the show. I was like, there'll be every couple of weeks there'll be a loss. Like they'll lose by double digits to one of the teams in the Wembanyama sweepstakes. They'll be like, what the hell was that? Like losing like. An MVP candidate losing by 20 points to the Houston Rockets.
How much time do you have? Because I have another...
That's a good question. What?
Yeah.
Oh.
We're at 16.
I have something that's 7. We're good.
Okay, we're good.
How much time do we have on here?
We got 51 minutes.
Oh,
we're
hell yeah.
If
we,
you're not,
we'll
let's
keep
going.
Yeah.
I was going to say, do you know what I think who the Rockets need to pursue?
Who?
Is the most underutilized player in the NBA... And that is Damian Lillard.
I was going to ask. Mm-hmm. I was going to bring up Damian Lillard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he needs to.
He's got
to
get out of
Portland. I don't know if it's. I don't know if he's just loyal or if he's fine with how much.
I don't know.
The Trailblazers are paying him, which I don't think that's. I think he's just loyal because he plays to win every night.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's not like he's.
Because he. I think
slacking.
He dropped like 70 something points.
I know.
One night
he's
too.
Like hitting game winners.
But it's just.
If the Nuggets get him,
nowhere.
They become.
Whoa.
They become the best team in the league.
That would be pretty cool.
That's who they need to pursue because him and Jokic can feed it to each other.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be
I think that's
awesome.
Certainly going to, I think Damian Lillard trade, he's going to be a big name brought up in the trade market after
Definitely.
The season ends.
Which he deserves. He needs to get off
he
that.
He does.
Yeah.
He's too talented.
He's literally stuck. He's stuck on that team.
And he's, what's he, 32 now?
Getting old. He's getting old.
That's why I didn't realize that he was that old.
And it's not like he's had this sudden decline in his game. I mean,
no,
because
he was an all-star this year.
Yeah,
he's
been consistent his whole career.
So it's like, you know.
It's upsetting, honestly, to see him just...
I know.
be, like, held hostage on this Trailblazers team.
I agree. So it'll be... I think he'll definitely be someone in the trade talks.
I'd like to see a LeBron and Damian Lillard team up.
That would be cool. Yeah. So do you really think that Steph would go somewhere else? Do you really think at this point? Because I know we were talking about it, but
only,
I
the only way I would predict that he would do that would be if he were to... If they were to lose Draymond Green, which I think is going to happen, and if Klay were to walk away.
Ooh.
I think if it's just him on that team, he'll leave.
Really? Do you think Klay would leave after this season?
I don't know. How's Klay been playing? I haven't really followed
much
of
him. He's been doing good still, I think.
Let's look at Klay's numbers.
Like, I've seen some, like, stat lines. Like, he could still put up, like, 30 points a night when he can. I don't know.
Yeah, he's scoring, like, 30.
Yeah.
Well, look, it's like a jump between, like, 30 points and, like, 10 points.
Well, that's the summary of the Warriors season. Great record at home, terrible on the road. But... I still think they're going to be sneaky in the playoffs. Because look at last year. They weren't like a huge favorite to win and come out of the West or win anything.
Mm.
And look at that. They freaking won the whole shebang. So, you know, I don't think they're going to go far, but I think they could be they could make things interesting, be a sneaky team, which is weird to say when talking about Golden State.
I mean, that's what they were last year. They were a sneaky team that won the championship.
They really were. They just kind of let everything else play out and then just waltzed right in the West. So it's a very, very interesting time in the NBA.
Definitely. NBA's back. NBA and college basketball are both back. It's a good time to be a basketball fan.
Dude, I will say doing this podcast certainly helps out with my NBA knowledge. That's
like I said, that's the only sport I follow. I mean, NFL,
yeah,
not as extensively.
Yeah, NFL I follow pretty extensively last season. And now it's baseball season, and already as a Mets fan, I want to punch through some drywall.
Are they playing bad this year?
Well, we're off to a 3-4 start.
Okay. Well, you still got a long way to go.
We have a long way to go because, you know, we have the talent there. It's just I am concerned about the bullpen and our pitching because Max Scherzer, when he's on, he's great, but he can only last like 5-6 innings. Verlander is hurt right now. And then, you know, the rest of the starters are kind of iffy, although I do think if Kodai Senga, who is from Japan, He had a good start last week, so I think he's probably going to end up being their number one guy. The relievers aren't so great because our big-time stud reliever, Edwin Diaz, like he got hurt at the World Baseball Classic, like celebrating with his team after a game or something, so he's out for the year. So it's going to be interesting, that's all.
I remember the only thing I know about Mets baseball is when they went to the World Series, was it 2019?
2015, I remember that.
Was it 2015?
It was 2015 because it was when Denico started, and I was in the city the night of one of the games, and I remember booings from Royals fans.
Was it really 2015?
It was 2015.
Were they good in like 2018 or 2019, or am I making
Okay. No, because they didn't make the playoffs again until like last year.
That makes me feel old because I remember in cross country, we had one kid who was a huge Mets fan, and I was never big into baseball, but all the kids that were would just give him so much crap, like, you're a Mets fan.
What I think pisses me off about the Mets losing that World Series, it was to the Kansas City Royals, who for the past 40 years have been absolute dog shit, except for two seasons in the mid-2010s, and of course, one of those seasons, they won the World Series, and it was against the New York fucking Mets.
Damn.
It's like, ugh!
And now who they lost to in 2015? Was it the Royals?
It was the Kansas City Royals, and that was the last time the Royals had been relevant. So, yeah, that stings, but although I think last year was even more crushing, because we won 100 games, we barely lost the divisions, and then we got knocked out by the Padres in the wild card. It was like a series of three, and it was soul-crushing. But MLB playoffs were so weird last year in the National League, because the team that ended up going was the freaking number 6 seeded Phillies, who were a wild card, and it was like, what the fuck? Like,
how many games do they play? Sorry if I'm
texting.
Sending an email right now.
Oh, that's fine. 162.
That's a lot.
Well, it keeps like some of the tickets cheap. Like, I've been looking at like Mets tickets. I found some like with taxes for like $12, $15. So like, I don't know. It's a lot of games. But we'll see. I do wanna try to get to one over the summer. Me and a friend of mine from back home is a huge baseball fan. We want to try to go. Although it's weird, you know, I'm a big Mets fan. He's a big Yankees fan. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. So it should be an interesting season.
So sorry for the awkward pause. That's an email regarding my profession. So
is this a
someone just emailed me about yeah.
Gotcha.
I'll edit this out, I promise.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, well, we'll be meeting at 7 next week.
Heck yeah. Are you sticking around for the radio show tonight?
I'm going to go do some work after this.
Okay.
I'll probably be around.
Yeah.
I'll let you know. Do you have people coming tonight? Or?
I have no idea who's coming tonight because, like, the thing I have at 7, it's a freaking humanities movie night.
Oh.
So, like, you know, a bunch of my friends,
I remember
you know,
those.
Stuck in that.
Did you get out? Did you use your show?
Yeah.
Those movies. Some of them were good. Some of them were quite good.
I had to watch.
Some of them were painful.
I had to watch Under the Skin. That fucking sucked. That was not good. The first one I was Alien. I caught the first half hour and then watched the rest later. That was really good. So I have no idea what tonight's is going to be. I just hope it's nothing too bad. So, but yeah, I have no idea who's showing up tonight. I'm not sure if my friend Tyler's coming or not. So we'll see what happens. I am excited for tonight's show, though. I got the band on there, so that'll be nice. I know you've been wanting me to put some of that on.
Ooh, what song is it?
Oh, you'll see. I'm not gonna say anything yet. I'll take these off a sec. Oh,
God. So sorry. Here, wait, real quick.
You're good.
I hate writing emails. It makes me so stressed out.
Yeah. Not fun. All right. Let's see.
All right. Sent. Nice. Okay, I'm good. Sorry about that. So good.
Where were we?
We were talking about sports. And we were talking about baseball.
Yeah.
Like I said, I don't know anything. Did you play baseball as a kid?
Was
that your sport of choice?
Like kindergarten through second grade.
I played grade too.
I played soccer. Like I wasn't on like school teams, but I was on like, you know, a couple like local clubs like through like first through eighth grade. It wasn't like I was that great, but you know, I would like to say that I developed a pretty good foot from it. Like
there
even like now, if I'm still kicking a soccer ball around, I can put some oomph and power behind it. So
I was gonna say I always did cross country, so I never liked soccer kids.
Yeah, I wouldn't consider myself like a full soccer kid. It's not like I was even that good. I maybe scored like 2 goals.
I will say, as I've watched the World Cup and such, I do respect soccer players,
dude,
because the cardio they need is insane.
I don't think we ever talked. Did we ever talk about the World Cup final on here? I know that was months and months ago.
Did that happen over break?
That was over break.
Yeah.
That was insane.
Like, oh, that was like right as we left for break,
that was,
right?
That was like the first weekend back.
First week back.
That was
Argentina. I didn't watch the game. What was I doing instead of watching the game?
Well, it was in like the morning.
That's probably
why. It was a Sunday morning, but... Oh my God, it was nuts because like Argentina was up by 2-0. It was like 75 minutes. I find it so funny. We're doing a freaking World Cup recap like months after it happened, and then it got tied at 2-2. It's like, oh shit, goes to extra minutes, which is like another half hour, 3-3, and then freaking goes down to a shootout.
Mm.
But it was pretty insane, you know. Messi finally.
Did you see the video of him
World
like
Cup.
Going out to dinner? This was like not that long. It was like a couple weeks ago.
Was it like, yeah, the restaurant
and,
Argentina?
Like, the mob.
Yes.
That was like us the other night. But I don't know. Would that feel good or bad? Like going to a restaurant and being mobbed by everyone.
Bad.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, I thought that would be awful. That would be like terrible.
Yeah,
I felt so bad for him when I saw that video.
Yeah, man's just trying to enjoy his dinner, man. Don't mob him.
It's like this cruel sense of irony where he's finally won for his like the championship for his nation.
Mm-hmm.
But he like can't go back just because he's too popular.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. That's the problem. He is literally, he is a folk hero there, man.
I mean, good for him.
Oh, of course.
Definitely the GOAT of soccer, I think.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, this cemented it already. Like, the, you know, the Messi versus Ronaldo debates were finally put to bed with that World Cup. So, yeah, that was a fun final. So, yeah, there we go. There's your World Cup recap.
Took us about 35 seconds.
About,
5 months too late.
5 months later, but it's all right. So,
what can you do?
Yeah, so... Yeah, that was.
We focus on like cool sports like basketball and football and baseball.
If I see soccer on, like I'll like sit down and watch it. There's some fun stuff.
I definitely have begun to appreciate soccer these past couple of years.
Oh yeah, it's fun.
We have. Do you know what the Hartford Athletic is? It's like the minor league soccer team in Hartford.
I know the Hartford Yard Goats, the minor league.
It's essentially what the Yard Goats are to baseball. The Athletic is for soccer. We have season tickets. My family and I, we get for free. So. You know, we go to a soccer game sometimes.
Yeah, my parents and I have always been joking. We gotta go to a Yard Goats game. Hell, we'll be around the house just chanting, "Let's go Yard Goats!"
I went to one Yard Goats game and I got so. What you guys need to do is go to a New Britain Bees game.
What the hell is that?
New Britain's a minor league baseball team.
Oh no!
A friend of mine, I think 2 summers ago. I don't know if he was at work or. Somehow, but like we were all hanging out, and he walked into my friend's house, and he just had like 40 tickets to a New Britain Bees game.
Bro.
And we were like, "Did you like steal? Like, where did those come from?" He's like, "Oh, some guy at work just gave them to me for free." And so we got a whole bunch of people together and went to a New Britain Bees game.
Nice. We got a minor league baseball team on the island, the Long Island Ducks. Mm. Let's go Ducks, man.
Hell yeah.
It's one of the few sports things Long Islanders can agree about.
There you go.
The Long Island Ducks.
Do you have any Boston sports fans in Long Island, or is it all New York?
First of all, it's on Long Island.
On Long Island.
Well, New York is weird because you do get a lot of mix of fans from everywhere. You do like see some Boston fans, to which most people boo the fuck out of them. Although it's interesting because, you know, like, of like all the Boston sports teams, like, you know, fuck, I hate the Pats. Celtics, yeah.
Really?
Oh, it's so funny because, like, my literally, like, my freaking basketball days in terms of teams, it's like, I just don't like the Celtics. Fuck the Bruins.
You hate Boston unless you're from, like, New England.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, the only team I don't mind is the Red Sox, but, like, I'm not gonna.
That's
go,
funny because I thought the Red Sox would be like the most hated out of all
of
them.
Well, because I'm a Mets fan.
Oh,
I'm a
there
Mets
you
fan.
Go.
Like Yankees.
That makes sense.
Like if you talk to like any New York sports fan who's a Yankees fan, then they will list the Red Sox.
What is
as
the divide between like the Mets and like territory in terms of territory?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Because Brooklyn, like the Brooklyn Nets, I assume that's just Brooklyn, and then New York City Knicks or Manhattan.
Yeah, again, it's kind of weird. Like with New York, there's really kind of no territory. The really only kind of territorial thing that could maybe come down to it is like Islanders and Rangers.
Okay.
Because like, but like, there's still a lot of Rangers fans on the island. I'm from the island. I'm a Rangers fan because. Fuck the Islanders, man. Do not like them. They're as much as I joke about my hatred for Sidney Crosby and the Pittsburgh Penguins, I would put the Islanders as the hockey team I hate the most.
Really? How come? Yeah. Just bad play?
Just spite.
Fair.
Spite. Just
good reasoning.
Dealing with Islanders fans all the time. Like I said, my hatred for Pittsburgh is just, I hate Sidney Crosby, and my mother is a Penguins fan, so it's just, you know.
There you go. I've hated Sidney Crosby for years, I don't even follow hockey.
It's just my, you know, my dad and I spreading conspiracy theories about the 2005 NHL draft. I'll tell you, I know I've mentioned this, when it was Rangers-Penguins last year, in the first round of the NHL playoffs, it was, things were interesting in my house, because there was a game. Might have been like game 3 or game 4 or something, like 24 seconds into the game they call a 5-on-3 against the Rangers because like somebody barely touched Sidney Crosby because God forbid anybody touched the golden boy. And my dad and I, we just went into this
is he still the best player in the NHL?
I don't know best, but Sidney Crosby, I think he's a great player. I don't deny that. He's just annoying sometimes when like anybody touches him and like the refs. That's what gets me bad. He's an all-time great. I will acknowledge that.
Yeah.
Okay. Really good player, but
kind of like 2012 LeBron.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Although here's what I say, I don't know who I hate more, Crosby or Alex Ovechkin from the Capitals, because I hate him too.
Is he? What's his deal? He sounds familiar.
So he's just a thug.
But
the Capitals
like
are eliminated from the playoffs this year, so that's nice.
Yeah, dirty player or just...
Yeah, I mean, the Capitals in general, Capitals-Rangers is a pretty good rivalry. There was a game, I want to say 2021, like there was this Capitals player who was just beating the shit out of some of the Rangers guys, and yet the Rangers, I think, got blamed for it.
That still shocks me that...
It was bullshit.
That they can just, like, fight in
hockey.
That's one of the
funniest parts about hockey. Like, I have a friend of mine back home, like, diehard Islanders fan, huge hockey guy. He's like, that's the best part, man, the fights.
There you go.
Which,
that's
I mean,
all you
I don't
need.
Blame him. It's exciting when they when they drop the gloves because, you know, that's a sport you can get away with that in.
That's true. I would say maybe we should add that to football, but with helmets.
Oh, God. There was...
And less pads and there, more fists.
There was an... I remember there was an incident a couple years ago. It was Steelers-Browns, and Myles Garrett, the... Browns like stud defensive line guy, he took off his helmet and was like and like swung it toward like the Steelers like backup quarterback or whatever, and that was pretty big.
Do you remember when Myles Garrett a couple seasons ago took his helmet and smashed that guy on Pittsburgh's head right in?
That's what I was just
saying. Oh, that's what you were saying? I thought you were saying hockey.
That's literally what I was saying. Miles Garrett.
That sounds a lot like that that Miles Garrett incident.
I literally said Miles Garrett, Brown Steelers.
About hockey. Yeah, what's it called?
That was big. Fuck the Browns, man. The Browns went from just memed and pitied.
Who's their quarterback now?
Deshaun Watson.
Oh. Yeah, they're desperate. Yeah.
So they literally have like they went from pitied to being hated in a second. No. And it's so funny because, you know, like the way I've always looked at, because, you know, my mom's a Steelers fan. I've always rooted for them. Like, it's so funny because, like, Rowan, like, at least like a couple years ago, like, hated the Bengals. Mm. Absolutely fucking hated them. The Browns were just like, hey, you guys suck. You're a meme. Mm. Now it's like the Bengals I at least respect.
Yeah,
Joe Burrow stud. Seems like they got a good team because, you know, they're not the old dirty Bengals of the past. And now the Browns are just trading for a fucking predator. That's just
why is Deshaun Watson still in the league
and fucking up the whole quarterback market too, giving him $230 million guaranteed. Although that might be what gets Lamar Jackson off the Ravens, which would be nice.
He wants out. He's like desperate to get off that team.
He really wants to go, but nobody wants to pay him, which I don't blame them. You know, it's so funny because, like, I am even just taking, like, you know, like the Steelers fan part out of me. I just don't see it with Lamar. Like, he's an electric runner. His passing isn't there.
It's like the same thing with Cam Newton. I guess, I don't know. Ooh. Cam Newton had an arm, though.
Cam Newton's arm was all over the place, but then, like, you know, by like 2018, 2019,
he just couldn't run anymore.
It was just, you know, because he put so much into it, and he looks in pain throwing the football.
Mm. That's sad that Lamar's like a former MVP, and now he can't like find a team.
I know, because, you know, you'd think that teams would be clamoring to get him, but who knows? I'll tell you, there's been a lot of interesting talks about Lamar to New England.
I was just gonna say.
Have you seen some of those?
I've not heard, but I feel, I don't know.
I don't like the fit of him and Belichick.
I was gonna say, I think we're at a point as a New England fan. You know, obviously, props to Belichick for, you know, everything he did.
Yeah,
but I think this team has got to be started over from scratch.
How long do you think Belichick's gonna stick around? Because
if we don't make the playoffs next season, I think he's gone.
Yeah. I don't think they're gonna fire him, but they're probably gonna be like
I think it's gonna be like a retirement thing.
Yeah,
it's like,
exactly.
Oh, congratulations, you retired. Now
he's got the job for however long he wants it, but they're probably gonna be like, all right.
Actually, I think if anything, I think if they don't make the playoffs this season, he's gonna retire.
Do you think he would coach anywhere else?
No. Maybe he'd go back to Cleveland, but that's such a shit show.
Oh my god.
If he coaches anywhere, it would be Cleveland.
That would be
just because he coached there for a while, I think.
I think the funniest thing with New England this year, because they have Juju Smith-Schuster on that team.
Yeah, that was crazy.
If Juju makes a TikTok and gets Belichick to dance in it, I will stop watching football if that happens.
That's a good sign. And he just won the championship too, right? For
what?
Juju just won with the Chiefs.
He just won with the Chiefs because he was the one, he was the chief who was getting held in that last penalty that people were all up in arms about.
Okay.
Yeah, and
that's a good pickup on the Patriots' part.
Yeah. Oh, Juju, as a, you know, as a Steelers guy, it's like, the Steelers, here's the thing I've noticed. They can't have normal wide receivers.
No.
Antonio Brown, Juju, and I just hope to God that George Pickens doesn't turn insane because he is a dog. He is a stud.
Well, that's what we said about Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for the Netflix or whatever, the big streaming, HBO Max, whatever, Antonio Brown documentary
Dude,
in like 5, 10 years.
That's just going to be insane.
It's
going
to be upsetting to watch because it's probably all CTE stuff.
That's gonna be big. When that comes out in the Stark House is definitely gonna have some thoughts about it, I'm sure.
Definitely.
That'll be very interesting. Who else is it gonna be interesting to see one of those on? Oop. Or just across the board in general for NBA, NFL.
we're basically trying to figure out who the most problematic person in sports is.
Kyrie.
I don't think it's like that deep though. I think Kyrie's just kind of like a
nutcase.
Like an odd egg, yeah.
Someone
who like genuinely like, I don't want to say like committed a crime, but like that's kind of what I'm trying to say. Someone who's
yeah,
like
Yeah, just Well, let's see.
Or does like, who has have, like a good personality?
Has there been a Dennis Rodman one?
They kind of touched upon him in The Last Dance, but it's not like it was all dedicated to him.
I was going to say, isn't The Last Dance just like focused so much on Jordan, yeah, from what I heard?
And that would be a good one because he has his time with the Pistons.
Yeah.
His time with...
Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, exactly. Like a Kim Jong-un.
That would be so interesting. A
Rodman
though.
One would be good.
Ooh.
A Rodman movie would be... Or like, ooh, not movie, but docuseries where it's like...
Yeah.
It's like, because you need like 8 episodes to cover his whole life. Like, it just keeps going.
I'm trying to think. Anyone else problematic? This is a very good question.
Not an athlete, but the Jake Paul documentary in a while is going to be awesome. That's going to be great.
That's going to be very interesting. Yeah, just any
I'm sure we've gotten a Tyson documentary.
I saw a very funny video of Mike Tyson and Hasbulla. Did you see this?
No, I did not.
All right. So look up Mike Tyson Hasbulla. I don't think, because Hasbulla's like trying to punch him, Mike Tyson literally picks him up. And I don't think Mike Tyson realized that like Hasbulla is like 20, like a grown man.
I don't think he does either. I thought that was like a joke until for the longest time. I thought Hasbulla was actually just like a child.
I remember witnessing a debate between two guys. One guy was like, Hasbulla's like 3. And the other guy's like, no, he's 40. That's true. He looks like he could be 3 or 40. Nobody knows.
That's a movie I can't wait for, is the Hasbulla movie.
That's going to be interesting.
That's going to be crazy. Because isn't he part of like the Russian like...
I don't know.
Mob? I don't know how true that is.
I don't know.
Or if he's just like an influencer.
Yeah.
So he seems to have a lot of money.
Who else,
that could just all be fake. It could just be like.
Who else is interesting or has had a fall from grace? Let's talk.
Kanye. That'll be interesting.
Well, of course. Yeah. I mean, that's the obvious answer for all of these.
Did you see his like apology on Instagram?
The Jonah Hill one?
Yeah.
We haven't talked about that.
I feel like no one has talked about that because I saw that in my Instagram feed and I was like, oh.
Is this a me? Like, he must think Jonah Hill is the fucking messiah.
Honestly, I think
that's hilarious.
I think someone like sat him down, whether it's like a PR person, maybe it was even like Kim or like who knows, and was like, dude, like you need to issue some sort of an apology. Just from like, even if you don't mean it.
I don't even know if that I would count that as an apology.
It definitely
just
was not
more
sincere.
Of like a revelation. He's like,
well, I think
I watched 21 Jump Street. Now I like the Jews again. Like what?
I think my guess is someone was like, you need to issue an apology from a pure like business standpoint.
Yeah.
And that's what he came up with.
That was, hang on,
that was like a couple weeks ago.
It was a couple weeks ago, and I don't know if we've talked about it or what. But yeah, here we go. Kanye West, let me read. No, okay, he took it down, which he does a lot on Instagram. But I saw that, I wake up, I'm like, what? So wait till he watches Superbad, or if it ever comes out, the freaking Grateful Dead biopic starring Jonah Hill as Jerry. That'll be interesting.
That's going to be awesome.
All right, I probably have to go soon.
You've got an hour and 17-minute
show. This was a very fun episode. UConn men, we're champions of the world. We talked about all sorts of stuff tonight. Theories of LeBron going anywhere. And then, they're problematic people who could get documentaries.
This is a good little sports episode.
Yeah,
I like it.
This was a very good episode. A lot of fun, as always. So thank you for tuning in to Almost Ablaze. Hopefully this will be out soon. And there'll be some more episodes on the way. So, all right. Have a great night. Keep on trucking.